Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, aka Big Cap, aka Trevon, aka Trey, aka whatever you want to call me, joined always by Big Jerv and Jay Skills, aka Jason Madison, the illustrious director. And we're joined by a special guest today, the owner of Supplement, Jairus Morris, out of the tri-state area. Welcome, Jairus.
Yo, yo. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Yeah, man. The rest of the guys, they don't know your origin and what you do. Jairus is a owner, entrepreneur of a water bottle company called Supplement.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to get into it, talking about the why of, like, why did you get into water, for one, and then the water bottle company itself and its origin. So let me start right there.
Bet, yeah. So, you know, growing up, like anybody else, always wanted to kind of get into business, start a business. So I kind of got into the water bottle game on accident. I was selling items on Amazon, and it's this service that they have called Jungle Scout, where you're able to like find the top selling items on Amazon. And I kind of discovered this industry that was just doing, you know, 40,000 units a day a week on Amazon. I'm just like, you know, I've never heard of these products. And then when I did some research, it happened to be a Hydro Flask at the time. And, you know, they were selling over 40,000 units on Amazon. And I asked a bunch of friends like, yo, you ever heard of this brand called Hydro Flask? It's like these bottles. And people like, nah, man, never heard of this. This is back in like 2018. And I'm just like, okay, so, you know, there's a market for this clearly. So I did some research. I discovered Yeti at the same time. And then I looked through their pages, their Instagrams, their websites. And I realized the reason why I never heard of them is because they weren't really like marketing to my demographic, like at all. Like it was, you know, people, you know, hiking, you know, just doing a lot of stuff that didn't resonate with me that wouldn't have attracted me or ended up in my algorithm. So, you know, I was like, yo, man, it'd probably be dope to like, you know, start the first black owned bottle that kind of gears the product. Like when you come to the page, like it feels like it's something that would be like for you. You know, and at that same time, I was doing my hydration journey, where like I had got a bad report, like most of us get, you know, from the doctor, like, yo, your blood pressure, you need to watch that. Like, you know, your health. And they were saying I was almost pre-diabetic and all of these things. And they were like, how much water do you drink? And I'm just like, man, I don't really have like a certain amount I drink per day. Some days I probably don't really even drink water. And then they were like, well, yeah, well, you're, you know, your kidney test shows that you're kind of severely dehydrated. So I was just like, wow. So I'm like, all right. So I discovered the insulated water bottle industry. And then the doctor tells me that I'm severely dehydrated. So I thought that was like a match made in heaven. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to start this insulated water bottle brand. But I'm also going to have the mission to be to educate urban communities on the importance of hydration. Main reason, growing up, my mom, you know, South Philly, never, ever told me to drink water. Like no aunts, uncles, like nobody tells you, like when you come in the house, like, yo, make sure you drink some water, man. Like, nah, like we drinking high sugar juices, you know, Kool-Aids and juices and like sodas and stuff like that. Nobody's like consciously telling their kids to drink water. So I felt as though like, man, if I start this brand, we get some, you know, we start to blow up and we have that mission. That's just like educating communities on the importance of hydration. It could be something that's super powerful for the urban demographic. So even down to the name, like the name is supplement. Water is the body's most important supplement. So that's pretty much how I came up with the name and everything. So kind of like group this whole thing around like, you know, insulated water bottles, but also hydration.
What's it like being like a black owner in the water bottle space?
I would say it was extremely difficult, especially in the beginning. Cause like I said, like, you know, most of my peers never even, you know, heard about water bottles before or even used one. So when I did my soft launch, it wasn't the style bottle that you have right there. I did the traditional route. I started off, you know, going to Alibaba, getting me some knockoff Hydro Flask. I threw a logo on there. And, you know, I bought probably maybe like 300 or 400 bottles off Alibaba. And then once they got to me, I ran a little campaign, of course, like family and friends, you know, maybe I sold maybe like 100 bottles, which was crazy. And people was hitting me up like, yo, man, like I left my bottle in the car, you know, while I was playing ball. I came back, the bottle was hot. But when I opened it, like, you know, it was still cold. He was like, yo, how'd you come up with this? So people thought like I came up with the technology of insulated water bottles. So that's when I was just like, oh, I need to take this seriously. Like, you know what I mean? Like the culture don't even know, you know, how dope it is to be able to go to the beach or cookouts and like your drink is still ice cold. You know what I'm saying? And it's not no condensation or nothing on the outside. So so that's when I took it seriously. But, you know, trying to get into this space, you know, pretty much a white dominant space. All the brands are white owned, geared towards people that are doing. Not saying that we don't surf and we don't, like, you know, we don't camp and stuff like that. I mean, some of us do those things, but it's not something that's going to resonate with you. So a lot of times, you know, it's like a gatekeep kind of industry, honestly, like even trying to get into the stores and stuff like that. It's it's a lot more difficult because they, you know, they don't really value, I would say, this demographic as much, because like historically we weren't the, like the pretty much the consumers of insulated water bottles. So I'm pretty much kind of changing the narrative now. I mean, everybody's starting to use them and they're starting to love them. So like I would say, like to get into the industry in the beginning, it was difficult, but it's starting to get a lot easier, especially with Stanley kind of kicking down the door to show people that people actually like using insulated water bottles. So
Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, my fault. I was gonna say, no, you mentioned your friends and your family. What was their because you're right, like it's not a space, and we do get often, most of us, you know, start drinking water when we're told for medical reasons to start drinking water. What right. was your family and friends' initial reaction when you were like, yo, about to do water bottles, yo?
Yo, honestly, yo, not even just my friends and family, like anybody I told it to used to be like people don't like, especially when it's water bottles, a lot of times in black business, and I'm not, and this is no slight to anybody that's doing these things, but like a lot of times in our culture, when you think about starting like a business, it's normally apparel. It's like shirts, it's hats, candles, lace fronts. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, we got traditional businesses that most black people like get into first. Or real estate. But then when I tell somebody like, yeah, I'm about to start this water bottle brand, people are just like, what? Like, nigga, what? Like water bottles? Like, what? Like, for what? Like, what do you mean? Like, so, like, oh, thermoses? And it's like, so it's like, look, most people don't understand it.
Shout out to thermoses, like, man.
My yeah, pop had like, a thermos.
That's what they call it. Everybody be like, wait, so you doing the thing with the thermos, right? I'm like, yeah. So it's like, in the beginning, it's kind of, people thought it was kind of comical, didn't take it seriously. Especially in the beginning. But I always tell people that like for real, you really got to believe in yourself in the beginning, because ain't nobody else believed in me or like believed in the actual vision. Even though like when I was raising money for it, the numbers made sense to white people. Like they were like, because they get it. Like, OK, like, you know, Hydroflask sold back in 2012 for $212 million. Like that's a massive sale of water bottles. So like I was seeing these numbers and I understood the numbers. And it's funny because like after the Stanley thing went crazy, everybody's hitting me up like, yo, man, yo, how's the water bottle brand going? Because like people see like the numbers that you could do. And it's like, I knew this like 7 years ago, like when I saw the Hydro Flask sold for $200 million. So I knew the money was there and I knew that the culture wasn't buying water bottles. So yeah, initially, like, you know, everybody kind of just didn't take it seriously. Like, all right, this guy, like I'm using my bottle, but like, yeah, it's probably not going, nothing's probably not going to happen off that.
So do you have a social media, like, are you trying to attack that market and like the, you know, the athletes and like, even like the people our age, like I have a friend who just did a marathon in Tokyo. Like I have another homie who has like a run club. You know, like even I'm like doing the little TikTok thing where I'm like trying to, you know, inspire people to like get, you know, have better wellness, you know, 100-day grind, like do their thing. Like, how are you like cross marketing your brand with like the online community?
Yeah. So we've been focusing a lot more now on social media. Like we're like the page is starting to grow probably around almost like 8,000 followers right now. And like people are starting to really adapt it. But like we've done our own thing on the B2B side where, like I said, we're the only black owned insulated water bottle brand. So like we've been doing a lot of stuff for like business to business. So a ton of people that do like the marathons, you know, other businesses that have give backs or employee swag gifting and stuff like that. We do a ton of custom bottles. So like I got one sitting to me right now, like this one right here, we just did for Paper Planes. So like they're selling these on their platform. So like, we've done bottles for Nike, for Adidas. Like we've done like a ton of like bottles like that. So I think it's more so like when people hear about us and they realize there is a black option, then they're more inclined to like shoot us that email. So because we do all customization, laser etch, UV print, like whatever, we could do it.
We need the bomb bottle.
We definitely need a bomb bottle for sure. Yeah. It's the one I've been keeping it on deck, but you know, where can everyone find supplements bottles?
So right now we're primarily on website. So They go to our page, click the link in the bio, or just go to supplement.com, S-U-P-L-M-N-T. And, you know, bottle ship out, get to you in 3 days. So right now we're just trying to be, you know, e-commerce kings. And then once we can kind of lead that space, then it gets a lot easier to get into retail. Because that's our thing. Like, getting into retail is the goal, is one of the goals. Because, traditionally people, you know, you go on to Dick's Sporting Goods or like Target, and, you know, there's like a ton of bottles on the rack. So we've been trying to get in places more where the culture shops. But the only problem with that is that they're historically, they never buy bottles because they never looked at us as consumers of bottles. So it's kind of like one of those things you kind of got to prove it. Like, look at these numbers. Like, look what we're doing. Look how many people are actually using these and repeat buying these. They want these colors. Then before you know it, these people will be like emailing me like, yo, I need those. So that's pretty much like the goal. But for right now, shout out to the website. It's been doing its thing. That's the best place to grab your bottle.
Well, Jerris, thank you so much for joining us. We will continue to hopefully, get to work with you in the future, man. Maybe do a bomb collaboration water bottle or something like that.
You heard it
from me. Supplement.com. Y'all stay hydrated. Support a black business.
Know it. 48-ounce bottles dropping soon. Big boys.
That's the one I need. Because this one, I'll be getting through this. It's a couple trips, but for sure, bro. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate you, bro. Definitely. Thanks, guys.
Yep. For Big Jerb, for Juju, for Jason, this has been another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I hope you enjoy it.